Jesus Christ. The message is to every nation, every tribe and people, deceiving the elect. Let us pray. Almighty Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for the gift of life. Guide us through and bless us, Father, at this moment. Send the Holy Spirit to guide us through as we are going to see about deceptions in these last days. Speak with us now and forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Deceiving the elect. We must do something to stop this terrible tide of moral impunity. Self-abuse stands as the most degrading sin, polluting the whole character of the man. Unless those who are practicing this vice break off their sin and repent before God, they will find no place in the seat of God. They are entered into that city nothing that defileth or maketh a lie. Such characters are living a lie continually. If the people of God will walk in the ways of the Lord and keep his charge, which is the Ten Commandments, then the promise is that they shall judge his house and have place to walk among the angels. Now the question is, will those who profess the truth comply with the conditions? Will the characters of those who profess to believe the truth correspond with this sacredness? Certainly special efforts are now directed towards the people who have great light. It will lead them to become earthly and sensual. There are men who minister in sacred things, whose hearts are defiled with impure thoughts and unholy desires. I tell you the truth, Elder Patra, that unless there is a cleansing of the soul temple on the part of men who claim to believe and to preach the truth, God's judgments, long deferred, will come. These debasing sins have not been handled with firmness and decision. There is corruption in the soul, and unless it is cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, there will be apostasies that will startle you. The thoughts will be pure if the heart is pure. The thoughts will be pure if the heart is pure. If the fountain is corrupt, the stream will be corrupt. Shall men who are conversant with the scriptures and who are studying the vindication of the fourth commandment be charged in the books of heaven with transgressing the seventh? Shall Satan be given occasion to taunt the angels of God with feared characters of those who claim to be Christians? I address you who shall have this epistle brought before you, who are leaders, who may be termed princes among the people. Be ye clean, that you be at the vessels of the Lord. Isaiah 52 verse 11. Humble your souls before God. Jesus is in the sanctuary. We are the great day. We are in the great day of atonement. And if the investigative judgment has not already commenced for the living, it will soon begin. And to how many are the words of the true witness applicable? I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and had, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I come upon you. Revelation 3, verse 1 to 3. The cases of all will be brought upon in the judgment, and if their sins are not confessed, their names will then be brought out of the book of life, and their lot will be with the adulterers and fornicators and deceivers and those who love and make a lie. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3 verses 4 to 5. Letter 51, September 6 of 1886. See also 7 APC 93 and 1994. We are living in these last days. We are living in these last days when lukewarmness and apostasy abound everywhere. This is the state of large share of those who have the form of godness in these last days. The doom of the withered fig tree has a personal application to God's church, who cannot see the living counterpart into men and women who claim to have great light, the Seventh-day Adventists, in advance of every other people on the face of the earth, whose daily life and holy characters belie their provision of godness. The mole of Christ is not upon them, leaves of provision to conceal their deformity, but no fruit. There is more hope of the open sinner than of such. Letter 16, April 30, 1888. There is an alarming condition of things in our churches, says the word of God. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men, they set a trap, they catch men, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what shall you do in the end thereof? Jeremiah 5, verse 25 to 26. They have healed also the heart of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Jeremiah 6, verse 14. And now, behold you, and now, because you have done all this work, says the Lord, I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not. I called you, but you answered not. Therefore would I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein you trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, and as I have cast out all your brethren, even the old seed of Ephraim. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 13 to 15. God will surely fulfill his word to those who will not hear, will not see, and refuse the light that he sheds and sends to us. Letter 4, 1889. See also Evangelism, page 594. And may God bless you so much and much more. The work is not to be centered in any one place, not even in the part of Greek. Mistakes have been made in this line. Individual and personal responsibility are thus repressed and weakened. The work is the Lord's, and its strength and efficiency are not all to be concentrated in any one place. Already it has been proved that there was a lack of faithfulness in the men placed in important positions of trust. The simplicity of the work was forgotten. The principles God had laid down were ignored. Selfishness was indulged, because the men in position of trust were not with heart and soul relying upon the divine wisdom and power, but walking after the imagination of their own hearts. This scripture was presented to me as applicable. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gates of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are this. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods your heart, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I have gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, you trust in lying ones that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom you knew not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these things at these abominations. Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, says the Lord. But go ye now unto my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these works, says the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not. And I called you, but you answered not. Therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, whereunto you trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you. that it may be weary unto you, but they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in their and the counsel and the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 1 to 14, verse 23, verse 24. Letter 71, April 8th of 1894. May the Lord help you the times which we live. My brother, be faithful, hold fast your faith. Be faithful, hold fast your faith. The great apostasy is working to a point and will develop. The great apostasy is working to a point and will develop into darkness deep as midnight. The great apostasy in the churches is working to a point and will develop into darkness deep as midnight. If penetratable as sacred of air, darkness will become more dense in human minds after the truth has penetrated and been rejected. But there are some minds where the darkness will be removed. They will recognize the light. The apostasy will exist in this night of spiritual darkness. It will be destroyed by the brightness and the exceeding glory of Jesus Christ is coming. Then the system of satanic delusions, which souls have preferred to the truth that involves a cross, will be broken up. The powers of deception are working upon minds in every country to gain a foothold. The night of trial, the night of weeping, the night of persecution for the truth's sake is not far distant. It is through much tribulations that we shall stand as faithful certainness for God, not swerving one hair from truth and righteousness. Famines will increase. Pestilences will sweep away the thousands. Oh, mercy! Pestilences will sweep away thousands. Dangers are all around us from the powers without and satanic workings within. But the restraining power of God is now being exercised. The night of trial is nearly spent. Satan is springing in his mastery power because he knows that his time is short. The chastisement of God is upon the world to call all who know the truth to hide in the cleft of the rock and view the glory of God. The truth must not be muffled now. Plain statements must be made. An unvarnished truth must be spoken in leaflets and pamphlets, and this must be scattered like the leaves of autumn. The night of trials near spent. Satan is springing in his mastery power because he knows that his time is short. The chastisement of God is upon the world to call all who know the truth to hide in the cleft of the rock and view the glory of God. Is that not the book which Isaiah speaks? That they hide in the cleft of the rock until the indignation be overpassed? Okay. I saw that application being used during the crisis. It was misused. People never understood what it really means. God help us. The truth must not be muffled now. Plain statements must be made. And vanished truth must be spoken in leaflets and pamphlets. And this must be scattered like the leaves of autumn in these last days. Brothers and sisters, be faithful. Those who have not been sanctified through the truth will be subject to Satan's temptations. They will be his most successful allies to criticize, to speak evil, and work unrighteousness. There are not those who will show just what they will do under temptation and in an emergency. They cannot be depended upon. The grounds which human agencies have covered the truth will soon be dissipated. The truth that has not been clearly discerned will be opened before those who search for it as for hidden treasure. The Holy Spirit will descend in power upon his people, explaining many mysteries. Letter 31, February 28, 1807. Apostasy has come in our ranks as it came into heaven, and all who unite with Satan in this kind of work will act on the same principles Satan worked, not open, not frank, but in secrecy. Satan must deceive in order to succeed. In vain the net is set in the sight of any part. Is not Satan the life and the soul of every species of rebellion which he himself has instigated? By the multitude of merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuary by the multitude of thy iniquities. by the iniquity of thy traffic. In this place, traffic is the emblem of corrupt administrations. Christ came to our world not to aid Satan in working in a rebellion, but to put down rebellion. So in vain the net is set in the sight of every part. Is not Satan the life and the soul of every species of rebellion, which he himself has instigated by the multitude of the merchandise, money, treasures of the world, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. And thou hast sinned, thou hast defiled thy sanctuary, by the multitude of thy iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. In this place, traffic is the emblem of corrupt administration. Okay, the book of James, I believe, chapter 5, says that the root of all evil is money. Christ came to our world not to aid Satan in working in rebellion, but to put down rebellion. Letter 156, April 8, 1897. At times, I have had to face nearly the whole church in defense and vindication of the heaven sent light. With every departure of our institutions from straight lines, with every new departure from right principles, strange methods and principles are brought in. What? Let me repeat it. At times I have had to face nearly the whole church in defense and vindication of the heaven sent light. With every departure of our institutions from straight lines, with every new departure from right principles, strange methods and principles are brought in. God is calling for volunteers, for men who will not turn away from the truth they have strenuously advocated for years, to advocate erroneous doctrines. At the 11th hour, when the work which grows harder and the people are more ardent, there will be a variety of talents brought in. Thank you, Jesus. These workers will prove faithful and receive their penny. Sacrificing men will step into the places made vacant by those who will not be fitted for a place in the heavenly temple. God will call upon the youth to fill up the places made vacant by deaths and apostasies. So, you see, deaths will increase, apostasies will increase. But God will bring faithful men. Sacrificing men will step into the places made vacant by those who will not be fitted for a place in the heavenly temple. God will call upon the youth, oh youths, to fill up the places made vacant by deaths and apostasies. God will give young men and women, as well as those who are older, the cooperation of the heavenly intelligences, and that is angels. They will have converted characters, converted minds, converted characters, converted minds, converted hands, converted feet, and converted tongues. Their lips will be touched with a living cord from the divine altar. Satan is moving intensely from beneath and is bringing all his forces to bear to unsettle those who have once been established in the truth which they once advocated. Satan is moving with intensity from beneath and is bringing all his forces to bear to unsettle those who have once been established in truth which they have once advocated. Can do the greatest harm to the cause of God. Have we ever not read in the book of Ecclesiastes that there is a spirit which goes downwards and there is also a spirit which comes from downward and there is a spirit which comes from upward? We must differentiate which spirit. So there are many false spirits which are in the world. The spirit which comes from heaven is Holy Spirit, and the one which comes from the earth is that which comes from the earth. Satan is moving with intensity from beneath and is bringing all his forces to bear to unsettle those who have once been establishing the truth which they have once advocated and can do the greatest harm to the cause of God. Quite a large number will enter this path because the truth they once believed has not been brought into their life practice. But those who depart from the faith and refuse to give the last message of warning to the world will walk in the path in which the Lord does not lead and sanction. Satan goes before them as an angel of light. They will follow on in false paths until they shall discern what is comprehended in the wrath of the Lamb. Letter 98a, April 9, of 18 and 7. She also selected messages, volume 3, page 348 and page 349. Those who have known the truth, who have been blessed by the influence of the Holy Spirit, who have appreciated the truth but have turned from it, will not be treated merely as impenitent sinners. Their guilt is aggravated because they have had a knowledge of the truth. Nothing is scarcely semblance of truth in their reports. These false witnesses will just as readily swear to their fabricated lies as to the truth itself. Letter 143, May 6 of 1807. In our experience, we have seen some who, although they apparently believed the truth, were not in the truth, and the truth was not also in them. Some shall depart from this faith, giving ear to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And when once they open the heart to unbelief, Satan comes in to possess the soul. The rapid change that takes place in the character and in their countenance show whom they have chosen as leader. The men who have lately apostatized say that the Sabbath does not amount to much. It makes no difference whether we keep it or do not keep it. Letter 126, May 18, 1897. When the test and trial comes to every soul, there will be apostasies. When test and trial comes to every soul, there will be apostasies, as we expected. It is coming in these last days of the earth is history. Traitors, heady, high-minded, self-sufficient men will turn away from the truth, making shipwreck of the faith. Why? Because they did not dig deep and make their fountain sure. They were not reverted to the eternal rock. When the words of the Lord through his chosen messengers are brought to them, they murmur and think the way is made too straight. Like those who were taught to be disciples of Jesus Christ, but who displeased with his words and walked no more with him, they will turn away from Christ. Manuscript Release 68, June 31, 1807. Many false messiahs will appear, claiming to work miracles and declaring that the time of deliverance of the Jewish nation has come. This will mislead men. The same deception practiced prior to the destruction of Jerusalem will be practiced again. The same events that took place at the overthrow of Jerusalem will take place again. Brother, my sister, do not forget to take the book, The Great Controversy Between Christ and Satan. It explains about the destruction of Jerusalem. This history is the same which is repeating. It's repeating very quickly. Many false messiahs will appear, claiming to work miracles and declaring that the time of the deliverance of the Jewish nation has come. This will mislead many. The same deceptions practiced prior to the destruction of Jerusalem will be practiced again. The same events that took place at the overthrow of Jerusalem will take place again. Seventh-day Adventists will fight the battle of the seventh-day Sabbath. The authorities in the United States and in other countries will rise up in their pride and power and make laws to restrict religious liberty. They will assume the right that is God's alone. And like Nebuchadnezzar, they would think they can force the conscience which God only can control. Even now, the United States of America, they are making a beginning which they would continue to carry forward till they reach a boundary over which they cannot step. God will interpose on behalf of his loyal, commandment-keeping people. On every occasion that persecution takes place, the witnesses make decisions either for Jesus Christ or against Jesus Christ. Those who show sympathy for the men wrongly condemned, who are not pit against them, show their attachment for Christ. Many will be offended because the principles of truth cut directly across their practices. Many will stumble and fall. Okay, according to your request, I repeat that statement. It's good. I believe it's a blessing to you. So let's see. On every occasion that persecution takes place, the witnesses take decisions, either for Jesus Christ or against him. Those who show sympathy for the men wrongly condemned, who are not pit against them, show their attachment for Jesus Christ. Many will be offended because the principles of truth cut directly across their practices. Many will stumble and fall apostatizing from the faith they once advocated. Many who have professed to love the truth will then show that they had no vital union with the true vine. They will be cut away as branches that bear no fruit, and will be bound up and up with unbelievers, scoffers, and mockers. They will be cut away as branches that bear no fruit, and will be bound up with unbelievers, scoffers, and mockers for the last day for burning. Those who apostatize in time of trial will, to secure their own safety, bear false witness and betray their brethren. Mercy! How can that be? Mercy! May God help His own people. It says, those who apostatize in time of trial, persecution, will, to secure their own safety, bear false witness and betray their brethren. They will tell where their brethren are concealed, putting the wolves on their track. Christ has warned us of this, that we may not be surprised at the unnatural and cruel course of friends and relatives. Do you remember what Judas Iscariot did when betrayal or persecution was coming during the cross of Jesus Christ? He betrayed Jesus Christ. He knew where Jesus Christ was abiding, where he was praying. He said, I know where he is. He knew where he usually was found during times of prayer. He knew him very well. Our brethren will betray us. Those who apostatize from the truth in time of trial will, to secure their own safety, bear false witness and betray their brethren. They will tell where their brethren are concealed and hiding, putting the wolves on their track. Christ has warned us of this, that we may not be surprised at the unnatural and cruel course of friends and relatives. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive men. Matthew 24:11. False Christ could arise before the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. Something happened. Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive men. Matthew 24:11. False Christ shall arise before the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70, deceiving the people and leading great numbers into the desert. Magicians, you think they are working miracles? Those are magicians. Magicians and sorcerers, claiming miraculous power, drew the people after them into mountain solitudes. But this prophecy was also spoken for the last days. Mercy, have you not seen this one? Have you not seen this one? Magicians and sorcerers, claiming miraculous power during the, you remember by Jesus, that false prophets who came to Peter and Paul in the book of Acts, read carefully. But this prophecy was also, the book of Acts is recorded before the coming of Jesus, before AD 70. So it gives us a good message about what was happening. This is what to come is to come again in these last days, brothers and sisters. And many false prophets shall rise, shall deceive many. Matthew 24:11. False Christ will arise before the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. We saw those false Christ, false prophets who came, deceiving the people and leading great numbers into the desert. We had a follower who wanted to buy the Holy Spirit. He had a great follower in the city. Do we not have false prophets and who have great followers in these cities or in the world? Do not be deceived. Many people are preaching actually smooth things, and they have taken many people because people don't want to study for themselves and take the pure word, the pure message of the gospel, so that they can be eating truth. They are being deceived without knowing the truth. May God help His people in these last days. Magicians and sorcerers claiming miraculous power due to people after them into mountain solitudes. But this prophecy was also spoken for the last days. This sign is given as a sign of the second advent. Companies inspired by Satan would be formed to deceive and delude. Companies? You mean groups? I saw this one. I will not be describing it. When I went to a certain funeral, I realized some false messengers who are giving false messages, deceiving people that their beloved one are enjoying peace in heaven. I had to shun them directly. Learned men, preachers, so-called, Companies inspired by Satan will be formed to deceive and to delude. Many churches have come to our ranks. People who don't want to follow the Bible as their guide, they merely like giving stories. Consider so to note the stories what happened. Read the book, The Desire of Ages. It is also found in the PDF, The Desire of Ages, page 628. Desire of Ages, page 628 to 630. Okay, this is what we saw, even in the crisis, this is what we saw, and it is what is to come. Many have tried neutrality in a crisis, but they have failed in their purpose. No one can maintain a neutral ground. Those who endeavor to do this will fulfill Christ's words. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon, Matthew 6:24. Those who begin their Christian life by being a half and a half, whatever may be their intentions, will at last be found enlisted on the enemy's side. Double-minded men and women are Satan's best allies. Double-minded, they are here, they are there. Where are you? Are you cold? Are you warm? Lukewarm. Lukewarm. Double-minded men and women are Satan's best allies. Whatever favorable opinion they may have of themselves, they are dissemblers. All who are loyal to God and the truth must stand firmly for the right because it is right. Do your cup with those who are unconsecrated and yet be loyal to the truth is simply an impossibility. We cannot unite with those who are serving themselves, who are working on worldly plans, and not lose our connection with the heavenly counselor. We may recover ourselves from the snare of the enemy, but we are bruised and wounded, and our experience is dwarfed. Double-minded men and women are Satan's best allies. Whatever favorable opinion they may have of themselves, they are dissemblers. All who are loyal to God and the truth must stand firmly for the right because it is right. To yoke up with those who are unconsecrated and yet be loyal to the truth is simply an impossibility. We cannot unite with those who are serving themselves, who are working on worldly plans. Worldly plans. They don't want to follow the map of Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And notes, we cannot unite with those who are serving themselves, who are working on worldly plans, and not lose our connection with the heavenly counselor. Many even are going to politics. They want to be good politicians and serve God. You want to be a politician and serve God? Okay. We may recover ourselves from the snare of the enemy, but we are bruised and wounded, and our experiences dwarfed them. So when a man loses the shield of a good conscience, he knows that he has lost the cooperation of heaven angels. When a man loses the shield of a good conscience, he knows that he has lost the cooperation of heaven angels. God is not working in him. Another spirit inspires him. And to be an apostate, a traitor to the cause of God, is much more serious than death. It means the loss of eternal life. Once Christ 7 August 1918. Okay. It is not the fault of the gospel that apostasy occur. Those who apostatize are not truly converted. They have received the truth by halves. The light of truth has not been strengthened by practice, and they soon quenched, leaving them in greater darkness than before. Each man in this world is charged also with the souls that might have been saved, and he used aright his God-given talents. Manuscript reads page 13, February 9, 1898. See also 7 APC 171. Many who have had great light have not appreciated and improved it as it was their privilege to do. They have not practiced the truth. Many who have had great light, like Seventh-day Adventists, have not appreciated and improved it as it was their privilege to do. They have not practiced the truth. And because of this, the Lord will bring it in those who have lived up to all the light they have had. And those who have been privileged with opportunities to understand the truth and who have not obeyed its principles will be swayed by Satanist temptations. for self-advancement. They would deny the principles of truth in practice and bring reproach upon the cause. If it is meaning, the most converted compromised is one now. At the Sabbath, most compromised also means of eating. The Sabbath people do not observe it, and they are found in Ahaz, if I can say. Okay, many who have had great light have not appreciated and improved it as it was their privilege to do. We do it by practice. They have not practiced the truth. And because of this, the Lord will bring in those who have lived up to all the light they have had. And those who have been privileged with opportunities to understand the truth and who have not obeyed its principles will be swayed by Satan's temptations for self-advancement. They will deny the principles of truth in practice and bring reproach upon the cause of God. Christ declares that he will spew this out of his mouth and leave them to follow their own course of action to distinguish themselves. This course of action does indeed make them prominent as men that are unfaithful householders. We are now living the last days when the truth must be spoken, irrespective of consequences. If there are some who will become offended and turn from the truth, we must bear in mind that there were those who did the same in Christ this day. Those who will maintain the truth, irrespective of consequences, will offend some whose hearts are not in harmony with the truth as it is in Jesus. These persons cherish theories of their own, which are not in the truth and in the word of God. The truth does not harmonize with their sentiments, and rather than give their own ideas, they walk away from those who obey the truth. But there are men who will receive the truth, and this will take the places made vacant by those who became offended and leave the truth. They went out from us, but they were not of us. 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. Men of truth, men of true great principles will take their place and will become faithful, trustworthy householders to advance the word of God in its true bearings and in its simplicity. The Lord will work so that the disaffected ones will be separated from the true and the loyal ones. The ranks will be diminished. Those who are firm and true will close up the vacancies that are made by those who become offended and apostatize. Mark 9, 7, August 11, 18 and 8. Maranatha, page 200. Selected Messages, volume 3, page 421 and page 422. 7APC 284 and 404. We shall in the future, as we have seen in the past, see all kinds of characters developed. We shall witness the apostasy of men in whom we have had confidence before, whom we trusted, whom we supposed were as true as steel to principle. Something comes to test them, and they are overthrown. Those who fall have evidently corrupted their way before the Lord, and they are beacons of warnings, teaching those who profess to believe the truth that the word of God alone can keep men steadfast in the way of holiness, or reclaim them from guilty. The word of God is the pillar of great price. It is unchangeable, eternal. Truth as it is in Jesus sets men right and keeps them so. But when men show themselves to be unimpressible, unable to appreciate the pillar of great price, when they deal dishonestly with God and unrighteously with their fellow men, it is not best to link up with them. We shall meet those who have so perverted their conscience that they are unable to discern the precious truth of God's word. Let all be careful with whom they connect. The truth is no truth to those who do not obey it. Those who are doers of the word have found the pearl of great price. The truth is as an anchor to the soul, both sure and steadfast. When men drift away from the principles of truth, they sway. They always betray sacred trust. When men drift away from the principles of truth, they always betray sacred trust. Let every soul, whatever may be its sphere of action, make sure that the truth is implanted in the heart by the power of the Spirit of God. Man's Christ Release, page 154, November 22nd, 1898. See also Selected Messages, volume 3, page 411. We are living the last days. God will be our strength, our support, our ever-present helper, if we will only trust in Him. We are to make the best of our present opportunities. There will be no other profession given us to us in which to prepare for heaven. This is our only and last opportunity to form characters which will fit us for the future home, which the Lord has prepared for all who are obedient to His commandments. Letter 20 February 3, 1899. The Church has taken the world into our fellowship and has given our affections to the enemies of holiness. The Church and the world are standing on the same ground in transgression of the law of God. The Church prefers to assimilate the world rather than separate from its customs and vanities. Manuscript Volume 44, 1900. See also Evangelism, page 118. Mercy. Evangelism, page 118. I will consider that one. When we see those who for nearly a lifetime have been standing on the platform of truth, deciding that they can just as well as not unite with the men who do not recognize the law of Jehovah. Okay. I realized that there is a good pastor from Save to Serve International who was preaching this one, exposing what is happening about people who are taking preachers even from Papron to come and teach in the remnant church. I was like weeping for them. Okay, actually, this is what was happening. He said, and he has been speaking the same ever. He said, when we see those who for nearly a lifetime, for several years, for a long period, when we see those who for nearly a lifetime have been standing on the platform of truth, deciding that they can just as well as not unite with the men who do not recognize the law of Jehovah, seeking their influence and support, our hearts are made sad. They think they can occupy an uncommittal position. Thus, believers slip away from the truth to the side of unbelievers, and the enemy exerts. There are before us issues that will bring those who sincerely desire to do right to the true position. But there are those who will never again stand safe. In trying to break down the barriers between him that it serves, God and him that serves him not, they have placed themselves where their feet will never again stand and find solid ground. When we see those who for nearly a lifetime have been standing on the platform of truth, deciding that they can just as well as not unite with the men who do not recognize the law of Jehovah, seeking their influence and support, our hearts are made sad. They think they can occupy a non-committal position, neutral ground. Thus, believers slip away from the truth to the side of unbelievers, and the enemy exerts himself. There are before us issues that will bring those who sincerely desire to do right to the true position. But there are those who will never again stand safe. In trying to break down the barriers, breaking barriers? Is this not what the papacy was calling us, the Pope? He was saying that let us break the barriers which disconnect us. In trying to break down the barriers between him that serves God and him that serves him not, they have placed themselves where their feet will never again find solid ground. Lowering the standards of God so that we can welcome many people to the churches? That is apostasy, and it was prophesied to come. Selected Messages, Volume 3, page 322. And so much more, you can get to realize this. Okay, we have seen this apostasy everywhere. Although a man may be entrusted with great responsibilities, his high position may not be the measure of his character. Although a man may be entrusted with great responsibilities, a elder, a pastor, although a man may be entrusted with great responsibilities, his high position may not be the measure of his character. You can be a leader of the General Conference, but your position may not be the measure of your character. These responsibilities accepted do not make him perfect or trustworthy. You may be a youth leader, a church elder, Okay. But the responsibility is ag accepted for you, which you are doing, do not make him perfect or trustworthy. His acceptance with God depends upon his fear to offend and his obedience to God's requirements. If he departs from the counsel of God, he is no longer under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Mercy. When men who profess to keep God's commandments, often dwelling on the importance of obeying the law of God, fail to work righteousness and walk against the law of God, he sends messengers to warn them and then turn them to the paths of righteousness. But many who have not that faith that works by love and purifies the soul will refuse to heed God's warning. Mercy to all who seek Him. To all who seek Him, God will grant special manifestations of His presence and favor. But to those who forsake Him, He gives the warning. I also will forsake them. Obedience to God or to the Lord always brings favor, and the faithful discharge of righteousness principles will bear the divine credentials. But the Lord is dishonored when those who are praised as stewards, guardians of God's flock, sustain and sanction an evil work. God places men, God gives the men light, God gives men the light. But many are filled with self-sufficiency, master spirits, and they strive by carrying out their own ideas to reach a height where they will be as God. They place their minds first as if God must serve them with them. Herein lies the danger of this. Unless God shall in some way make them or these men stand that he is God and that they are to serve him, human inventions will be brought in that will lead away from Bible truth, notwithstanding all the cautions that have been given. The Lord Jesus Christ will always have a chosen people to serve him. When the Jewish nation and Jewish people rejected Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, he took from them the kingdom of God and gave it to the Gentiles. God will continue to work on this principle with every branch of his work. When a church proves unfaithful to the word of the Lord, whatever their position may be, or however high and sacred their calling, the Lord can no longer work with them. Others are then chosen to bear important responsibilities. But if these in turn do not purify their lives from every wrong and action, if they do not establish pure and holy principles in all their borders, then the Lord will grievously afflict and humble them. And unless they repent, remove them from their place and make them a reproach. Manuscripts 33, April 27, 1903, and so much more quotations. We know that a consecrated Seventh-day Adventist who have had a knowledge of the truth, but who have not linked themselves with word. Okay. We know that an consecrated Seventh-day Adventist who have had a knowledge of the truth, but who have linked themselves with worldlings, will depart entirely from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. The enemy will gradually hold out inducements to them to lead them to carry on a warfare against the people of God. Letter 127, July 1, 1903. At this crisis, all are called upon to take their position. We must stand apart from those who are determined to make shipwreck of faith. We must not sell our Lord at any price. We must not sell our Lord, the creator of the universe, at any price. My dear brother, my dear sister, do not sell your Lord at any price. The time has come when even in the church and in our own institutions, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. But God will keep that which is committed to him. Let us draw near to him, and he may draw near to us. Let us bear a plain, clear testimony, right to the point that hypnotism is being used by those who have departed from the faith, and that we are not to link up with them through those who depart from the faith. The power of the enemy will be exercised to lead others astray. Letter 237, July 14, 1904. Selected Messages, Volume 3, page 411 and 412. The time has come. I repeat this message because it's more essential. At this crisis, all are called upon to take their position. We must stand apart from those who are determined to make shipwreck of faith. We must not sell our Lord at any price. The time has come when even in the church and in our institutions, some will depart from the faith, giving ear to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. But God will keep that which is committed to him. Let us draw near to him, that he may draw near to us. Let us bear a plain, clear testimony, right to the point, that let us draw near to him, that he may draw near to us. Let us bear a plain, clear testimony, right to the point, that hypnotism is being used by those who have departed from the faith, that we are not to link up with them. Through those who depart from the faith, the power of the enemy will be exercised to lead others astray. Letter 237, July 14, 1904. Selected messages, Volume 3, page 411 and 412. Christ is our sufficiency. Those who indeed receive him as a personal savior will reveal honesty and integrity in all their dealings. There will be no robbery, no underhand dealing. We are to be rooted and built up in Christ, that we may not be carried away by the science of the great deceiver. Already some are departing from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. There are those who boast that they have been studying science for years. But what has this science done for them? Just what it did for Satan in the heavenly course, letter 141, 1905. Satan has his allies in men, and evil angels in human form will appear to men and present before them such growing representations of what they will be able to do if they will only heed their suggestions, that often they change their penitence for defiance. Satan has his allies in men, and the evil angels in human form will appear to men. Evil angels in human form will appear to men and present before them such growing representations of what they will be able to do if they will only heed their suggestions, that often they change their penitence for defiance. Sorry for that. Our greatest danger will come from men who have lifted up their souls onto vanity, and who have not heeded the words of reproof and warning coming from God. When men choose their own way and their own mind, there is always danger for the tempter. For the tempter, clothed in angel robes, is close beside them, uniting his power and influence with theirs. Our greatest danger will come from men who have lifted up their souls onto vanity, and who have not heeded the words of reproof and warning coming from God. When men choose their own way and their own mind, there is always danger. For the tempter, clothed in angel robes, is close beside them, uniting his power and influence with theirs. The enemy of Christ and God will open before them many things, presenting his bribes in an attractive character, which are deceptive and alluring. These they represent the people of God, and many will be deceived and will work in wrong lines. Without an entire transformation of character, human beings cannot enter the holy city of God. Amidst the abounding iniquity, we are to receive and believe in Christ as a personal savior. Only thus can we receive power to become the sons of God. The striving soul, cooperating with Jesus Christ, becomes a partaker of the divine nature, escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust. The power of a godly example will often be efficient in the conversion of the most bitter persecutors of God's people. The power of a godly example will often be effective in the conversion of the most bitter persecutors of God's people, like Paul, when he saw Paul, who was a bitter persecutor. He changed. A righteous example, so contrary to the policy of the world. What? A righteous example, So contrary to the policy of the world, surprises warnings and leads them to bow at the cross of Jesus Christ. Not one soul with sins unconfessed and unrepented of will enter through the gates into the city of God. Manuscript 127:19-5. Those who are departing from the faith are at work to undermine the confidence of others and have been thus at work for years. One jot of our faith yielded through the weary presentation of the four opens the way for departure from another principle of Bible truth. We have established truth, which is not to be changed by the presentations of medical men. Even though these men may have been greatly honored of God, or by the presentations of ministers, even though these ministers may long have preached the truth, not one pin or a pillar is to be removed. The straying ones, giving ear to seducing spirits, will have the sympathy and the sustaining influence of those who know not God, those who have forfeited their allegiance to God and stand in rebellion against the truth. I have seen this one. I can prove to you. I have seen it. This one, the straying ones, giving ear to seducing spirits, will have the sympathy and the sustaining influence of those who know not God, those who have forfeited their allegiance to God, and stand in rebellion against the truth. Ministers and doctors may depart from the faith as the word of the Lord declares they will, and as the messages that God has given his servants declare they will. Thus, believers will be given evidence that the word of God, the warnings he has given, are being fulfilled right among us. Some may make light of these messages, misinterpret them, and say untruthful things which lead others' minds astray. Our only hope is in the God of truth. The more plainly the testing truth is brought before the people, the more bitter will be the hatred manifested by those who have departed from the faith and given their attention to sentiments of Satanist presentations. The more plainly the testing truth is brought before the people, the more bitter will be hatred manifestations by which those who have departed from the faith and giving their attention to the sentiments of Satanist presentations. My brother, have you not seen even in social media, when you present things a nugget to serve the Lord, when you present these messages to the people, you realize that if it's clear, they are very angry. This is what we are manifesting in our time. And may God help us to understand the times which we live at the times of the end. Letter 90, March 6, 1906. Selected Messages, Volume 3, page 122. 7 ABC, 375. As has been foretold in the scriptures, there will be seducing spirits and doctrines of devils in the midst of the church. And this evil influence will increase, but hold fast the beginning of your confidence, firm unto the end. The time is at hand when Satan will work miracles to confirm the belief that he is God. All the people of God are now to stand on the platform of truth, as it has been given in the third angel's message. All the pleasant pictures in the world, all the miracles done, will be presented in order that, if possible, the very elect shall be deceived. The only hope for anyone is to hold fast the evidences that have been confirmed, that have confirmed the faith in righteousness. What you have believed from before, hold fast. Let those be proclaimed over and over again until the close of the earth's history. The three angels' messages must be repeated now, tomorrow, again and again. The periods of the last days are upon us. Devote not precious time in trying to convince those who would change the truth of God into a lie. Whosoever is determined to depart from the faith cannot be aided by you, or your reasoning will be as idle tales. Manuscript 61, June 3, 1903. Okay, Review and Errand 5, page 263. Okay, never before have I carried so sad. Okay, I will consider that one. But for this, thank you for joining Adventist Angels Watch on our radio, your number one Christian radio, sending words to the ends of the earth, preparing the people of the earth for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Stay tuned. My name is Evangelist King Osiemo. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, guide us through and bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Peace be with you. Thank you.